One of my favorite stories comes from Frank Serafini. He's a contributor to our library and a great sound designer for Tron and Star Trek and others. He was part of the Paramount team that won the Oscar for Best Sound for The Hunt for Red October. So in this Cold War classic in the 90s, they were asked to produce the sound of the propeller of the submarine. So they had a small problem. They couldn't really find a submarine in West Hollywood. So basically, what they did is they went to a friend's swimming pool, and Frank performed a cannonball, or boba. They placed an underwater mic and an overhead mic outside the swimming pool. So here's what the underwater mic sounds like. Adding the overhead mic, it sounded a bit like this. So now they took the sound and pitched it one octave down, sort of like slowing down a record. And then they removed a lot of the high frequencies and pitched it down another octave. And then they added a little bit of the splash from the overhead microphone. And by looping and repeating that sound, they got this. So, you know, creativity and technology put together in order to create the illusion that we're inside the submarine.